You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Katie Ferguson, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 90. That's how many minutes Netflix took to pull the plug on its highly anticipated live reunion special for reality program Love is Blind on Sunday night. The program was expected to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern, but a technical glitch saw the streaming giant call the whole thing off in favor of a recorded version. To anyone who stayed up late, woke up early, gave up their Sunday afternoon, we are incredibly sorry that the Love is Blind live reunion did not turn out as planned, the company said in a statement on Twitter. Live streaming isn't the only problem on Netflix's docket. Today, the company's first quarter earnings report is due after the close of trading, and the outlook is uncertain. While Netflix remains the leader in the streaming video space, it has struggled against recent challenges, including growth, increased competition, and a saturated streaming market. For the quarter, Netflix has projected revenue of $8.2 billion, up 4% from a year earlier, and 2% growth for its December quarter. Analysts polled by FactSet estimate its subscriber base to come in with growth of 2.26 million for the quarter. That would give the streamer a total of 233 million subscribers. Netflix stock is up roughly 17% so far this year. The next number up is 60. That's how many S&P 500 companies report first quarter earnings this week. This reporting season comes as Wall Street analysts are pessimistic about results and concerned about a potential so-called earnings recession. That's when profits contract for at least two straight quarters. But that comes amid a surprising rally. Analysts at Jefferies note equities have significantly bounced back as we've entered earnings season. During the month of trading into Friday of last week, there was a 7.5% gain, the largest rally since the first quarter of 2009. That was when stocks marked the bottom of the financial crisis. For the S&P 500, the gain in the month through Friday was the third largest since 1999. Jefferies analysts also found earnings expectations have gone down while stocks have rallied more than usual. That sets the hurdle for stocks in a bit of a funny place, the analysts wrote. Earnings season has already kicked off with JPMorgan Chase & Co. and other big banks reporting at the end of last week, so analysts will be watching to see how the rest of the season shakes out. Our last number is 4.15%. That's the initial interest rate of a new high-yield savings account being offered by Apple and Goldman Sachs Group. The accounts have no fees, balance requirements, or minimum deposits, which will be capped at $250,000. The accounts will build on features already available on the Apple Card. Daily cash, which gives customers up to 3% of purchases back, will be automatically deposited into the savings account, though users can also route it elsewhere. Customers can also add or withdraw additional money through a linked bank account. It's the latest in a line of moves the tech giant is making in the financial space. Last month, Apple launched Apple Pay Later, which lets customers split purchases made with Apple Pay into four payments spread over 6 weeks with no interest and fees. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Katie Ferguson, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.